ever wondered why we have sprawl? Right outside of our cities, there's fields like this almost all over North America. All of this beautiful land is being used for corn and soy. These are low-value crops on really expensive land. We have 3-4 million people living just behind me here, and yet we see no one out here. No one is allowed to be on this land. There should be people on this land. It should be used for agriculture, for vegetable growing, for agri-vacations, agri-education. Yet all we have is this monoculture, this industrial feedstock of corn for producing ethanol and processed food. And the reason is this land is pretty much all owned by developers who are trying to convince city councils to rezone it into sprawl so that as soon as it's rezoned, up goes the value of the land and these developers build low quality houses here and they can sell it for way far more than they bought it. If we had land value taxation, when cities rezone land, this unearned income that immediately accrues to this land is collected by the cities themselves. Presently, the municipal tax is levied against the combination of the buildings and the land. So when a farmer builds a new building or fixes up a building, up go the taxes. So this gives an incentive to farmers to have as few buildings as possible and just have open land and do cash cropping. Right now, farmers are taxed on their incomes, they're taxed on the sales, they're taxed when they build more buildings on the land, and they're taxed if they employ someone because they have to pay the person extra to cover the payroll deductions of that employee. Under land value taxation, there would be no sales taxes, there would be no income taxes, there would be no taxes on any of the employees. So therefore, the only tax that a farmer would pay would be the amount of land that they use. This would incent a farmer to use land more efficiently and hire more people, do value-added production, and buy whatever they need to grow quality local crops. Farmers have no choice most of the time but to put all available land under cultivation in order to pay the bills. But under land value taxation, land that is taken out of production for water or soil conservation or wildlife preservation would be no longer considered productive land and there'd be no taxes on this land, so it wouldn't disadvantage farmers for protecting nature. Under fully phased-in land value taxation, there would be no upfront cost of land. So this would be great news for young farmers trying to get into farming because they would not have to negotiate a huge loan to buy land. A young farmer would commit to paying land value tax to government instead of paying a huge mortgage to a bank. The question is, what would happen if we stopped taxing incomes, stopped taxing sales, stopped taxing jobs and businesses, and shifted the tax onto land? And the answer is right behind me. Right here in these allotment gardens in downtown Toronto, land is expensive, but labor is cheap. People are volunteering to work here. And so what you see is intensive use of land growing all variety of crops of vegetables that are eaten by people who live downtown. This is what we should see when we're north of Toronto. Instead of monoculture crops of corn and soy and hay, we should see gardens, we should see kids up there, people vacationing. All kinds of people should be on that land since there's millions of people so close by. It should be used much more intensely and productively than it is now. Land value taxation is a fair and efficient market mechanism that would stop speculation and leave more land to nature. It will reward local farmers who grow quality food for local people and give young farmers access to land and quota they could otherwise never afford. For more information, go to earthsharing.ca.